Hello there, what it do, how are you, and welcome to episode 8 of Above the Nest with Rachelle, brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. It's a great day to talk football, that is Eagles football, of course, and I'm your host, Rachelle Prevett, getting you hip very quick to what's happening. First things first, before we even get started, I just want to take a moment to shout out my amazing Bleeding Green Nation team. We have been cranking out the latest Eagles coverage for you lovely listeners, and there's multiple new shows available on the feed. Episode 182 of BGN Radio is live. There's a new Solak show. The NFC East mixtape is available, and Eye on the Enemy should be out very, very soon. So make sure you guys lock in and show them some love. Now, let's dive into the latest buzz surrounding the Eagles this week. I'm recording on Friday, May 7th, and now that the NFL draft is officially behind us, it's starting to get real. The season will literally be here before you know it. And on Thursday afternoon, the NFL officially announced its spring offseason workout dates for all 32 teams in the league. And here's what the schedule will look like for the Philadelphia Eagles. The rookies are up first, and they will begin getting their reps in at the rookie mini camp starting next week from May 14th through the 16th. This will be the first official look at Devontae Smith among the other rookies. Some of the other rookies to watch are Jamie Newman, the QB from Georgia. This will be his chance to prove himself as a possible option behind starter Jalen Hurts and veteran backup Joe Flacco. And Zach McPherson, the cornerback from Texas Tech. The scouting report from NFL.com's Lance Zierlein says, quote, Penn State transfer with 2 seasons as a starter at Texas Tech. McPherson plays the position with good physicality and coverage, at the catch point and when it's time to do his part in a run support. His ball skills are on point and he does a good job of maintaining positioning once he's there, but he has some issues anticipating route breaks and maintaining feel for the pattern from trail position in man coverage. He has decent play speed, but appears to lack the ups for jump ball battles. He has the feet and competitiveness to potentially back up outside or inside and should compete for special teams reps early on. So there's a strong possibility of McPherson starting early because of the Eagles' huge need at corner. OTA workouts are scheduled for May 25th through the 27th, June 2nd through the 4th, and June 14th through the 17th. However, remember the Eagles players collectively decided to opt out due to COVID concern, so they will not be participating in the OTAs this year. Many other teams throughout the league also chose not to participate. And mandatory minicamp will be from June 8th through the 10th. Eagles players are required to be in attendance for the team's mandatory minicamp at the NovaCare Complex, and if they do not attend, they will be fined. That'll be the first time that they hit the practice field all together as a team this offseason under new head coach Nick Sirianni. And after the minicamp takes place, the Eagles will have a very quick break for the summer until their training camp begins late in July. Also, the NFL season schedule will be released on Wednesday, May 12th. So that's this upcoming Wednesday at 8 p.m. So make sure you stay tuned for that coverage as well. Jalen Hurts has been putting in that work. Put some respect on his name. This is QB1 energy. He said, y'all don't want to name me starting QB yet? Fine. It's all good. I'm not fazed. I'm still going to get this work. I'm going to take initiative on my own. So earlier this week, he was working out with several Eagles offensive skill players, including Miles Sanders, Dallas Goedert, and John Hightower. This is really, really good. He's taking the time during the offseason to build the chemistry with his teammates. So nothing but good things to say. Team Hurts. Hashtag slight work. We love to see it. Hopefully he continues to put out this big winner energy as the season draws near. This is a true leader. This is what we want. This is what we need. And lastly, I'm sure by now you guys have all seen the video that was trending of Eagles senior football advisor Tom Donahoe. It was in the Eagles war room, and he was very hesitant with his fist bump to Howie Roseman. But earlier this week, he actually spoke out about the video saying, quote, "That's silly. I didn't even know I was on camera. I thought Howie and Andy Weidel led as good a draft as we've had in my 10 years," end quote. And Howie Roseman did an interview with WIP FM 94.1 on Tuesday. So that's the morning show. He did an interview with them on Tuesday where he mentioned that Donahoe preferred North Carolina State defensive tackle Aleem McNeil over Milton Williams. And the Eagles got Milton Williams when they traded back from 70th overall to 73rd. McNeil is listed at 6'2", 317 pounds, and Williams from Louisiana Tech is listed at 6'3", 284 pounds. McNeil was selected by the Lions 72nd overall. Like we've talked about time and time again, it comes down to the Eagles' dysfunction within the front office, the lack of collaboration, the miscommunication, and regardless of what anyone tries to speak out and say, it still looks bad. We all saw the video, nice try, but it's in the past. Now, hopefully you guys can work on, you know, doing better in the future as a collective. That is going to be all, folks, for episode 8 of Above the Nest with Rachelle. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to rate, leave a review, and subscribe, and follow us on Twitter at Bleeding Green and at BGN_radio. I can also be followed on Twitter and Instagram at Rachelle Monique. That's RaichelleMoniqueE. All right, we out.
BGN.